So I thought for Parashat Shemini, for the House of Torah in Miami Beach. At the end of last week's parasha, the Torah describes how the dedication of the Mishkan and its Kohanim took place. For 7 days, beginning on the 23rd of Adar, Moshe performed the 3 Miluim sacrifices in order to initiate Aaron and his sons into the service. On each of these 7 days, the Torah tells us, Moshe set up the Mishkan, performed the entire service himself. He later took down the Mishkan when the service was done. The inauguration period ended with the consecration of Aaron and his sons as Kohanim on the 8th day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. From that moment onward, Hashem said that only the freshly minted Kohanim were able to perform the Mishkan services. It is on this 8th day when the Mishkan was erected and remained standing that Kohanim were fully assumed into this new role. And that is where our Parashat Shemini begins. Yet this designation of the 8th day must be explained, asks the Kli Yakar, because it suggests a link or continuity from the preceding 7 days of service, implying that the inclusion of this day was an integral part of the sequence. Normally, we only assign a number to objects that are part of a set. For example, when we say that Milah takes place on the 8th day from birth, it means that you have to wait 8 days until you have a Milah. Here, however, this 8th day seems to constitute a separate category from the 7 days preceding to it. It makes sense to talk of the 7 days of the dedication ceremony, but this 8th day is supposed to be the dawn of a new era, when this dedication is complete and the Kohanim have been properly installed as Klal Yisrael's priests. The Kli Yakar explains that the heightened holiness achieved on this 8th day was not a completely separate and new achievement. It was only through the efforts of the previous 7 days that the heights of the 8th day were reached. And therefore, despite being the time when the sanctity of the Mishkan caught on this 8th day, it was really an added sanctity of the work of the previous days, the days which Klal Yisrael showed their interest and followed Moshe, which then allowed for the revelation of the 8th day to flower. This teaches us a great lesson of the importance of preparation, hachana, for momentous events. Preparation is not just some side inyan, rather it's key to ensuring that an experience not only resonates at the moment, but also leaves a lasting imprint. A great lesson we can learn from this week's parashah.